February 13th, 2024. The greatest invitation. At that time, Jesus declared, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who labor are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy and my burden is light." Matthew 11:25-30. Now, we had just heard Christ rebuke them for their unbelief, even in the face of all the evidence before them. But now we turn to other lessons to be learned, ones that reveal the disguise of pride and the deceitfulness of knowledge. This passage is bittersweet. It starts with news that could leave us all discouraged, especially in a day of technology and science, where we think we have knowledge. And then we hear a message of hope, security, and earnestness to answer the call. So here are three things to think on today. Number one, those who know don't know. We hear him say that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Now, there are men and women in the world that seem to be very wise. They're very intelligent. The technology of the day is excelling from day to day. We have book upon book upon book of a wide variety of great minds, really. And in the world's mind, this is the way to life. If we can just think our way out of this mess, we will be better. If we can just have a better religion, if we can just have a better way of thinking, better systems. Because we have system after system and group after group with the next great idea for change. And we think that with enough knowledge, we will climb out of this hole we are in. We look to what can be proved by science alone. We take great pride in our discoveries as the human race. But this isn't the way to life. To have knowledge that doesn't acknowledge our need for Christ is a knowledge that greatly falls short of what God calls wisdom. True understanding is believing the gospel with simple faith. It's not accepted by men who think they have everything figured out and scoff at Christ. A knowledge that rejects the existence of God hides the glory of the gospel of Christ. It covers it from men. You see, pride grows rapidly in a man who doesn't have a teachable mind. Pride is the great gate that keeps men from entering into life. It says, "If I can't prove it, I won't trust it." It says, "I have a PhD. Don't tell me silly things like what's in the Bible." And it claims to be something, but will find in the end is nothing. And the lesson is plain here. If we think we have all the answer, the gospel is probably silly to us. It's hidden. The gospel shines brightly to the humble, those who are able to learn, those who are needy, those who are like children. We must hear clearly that if we humble ourselves, we will be exalted. If we know, then we probably don't know. So number one, those who know, don't know. Number two, power and security. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Now, the second lesson to learn here is the power and security of Christ. He is the one who is overcoming this proud heart and breaking through to open our eyes to see the gospel as beautiful and believe. And without Christ and his work in the hearts of men, no one would come to him. We must take hope in the fact that he's willing to reveal himself. At any minute, a man's life can dramatically change. It says, whom the Son chooses to reveal him. This is a hope-filled sentence. It should encourage you and I to keep sharing and keep praying for those who are blinded, because the one who knows the Father also knows the desperate condition we are in. We are called out in this passage. We can cling to the power and security of Christ because He can change us. He can set us free. So number two, the power and security in Christ. Number three, and lastly, the greatest invitation. It says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light." So again, lastly, we hear the greatest invitation in all the world. This is the answer to what would naturally be asked when someone hears the phrase mentioned above, whom the Son chooses to reveal Him. The question is, well, will He reveal Himself to me? And the answer is, come. Let us not suppose we are so intelligent or so righteous we go to church every Sunday. Let us not see ourselves better than we are. We are weary. Our hearts are constantly weighed down. Christ is calling us to stop pretending. Sin has caused so much sorrow for us. It has caused so much anxiety. If that's you today, He's revealing Himself to you. He says, "I will give you rest." You see, the world is a place of chaos on every side. We have worry upon worry. We have pain, failure, disappointment, and hopelessness surrounding us daily. Christ is your rest. He's all you need. He will give you forgiveness, eternal life, and peace with God. This isn't you doing more and more to be made right with God. He's not giving us a burden here. He's not asking you to earn it or that you show Him you deserve it. He says, come, trust Him, trust His teaching, trust His gospel. That's it. We also see He is gentle and lowly in heart. There is so much hope offered here. We must embrace Christ as our only treasure. We must stop with our self-made talk and our thinking that we have science and that we know everything. Stop. Christ is your life. Cling to Him. Believe in Him. Give your life to Him. And with this, have a happy Tuesday.